It's time, y'all. It's time to open up your mind. It's time to raise up your voice. And it's time to be entertained, enlightened, and learn more about what you already know. It's showtime. You're on the online happy hour, ladies and gentlemen. For those that don't know, this show is designed for all of us to get an outside perspective on the inside of someone else's life. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. BlogTalkRadio.com/ how was your weekend? Spelled was with a Z. The call-in number, ladies and gentlemen, is 646-727-3279. Repeat that so you can program that in your phone. 646-727-3279 is the call-in number. I want to say hello and welcome to the audience tonight. For those that have never heard the show before, and for those who are listening for the umpteenth time, my name is Andy Brown, and I am co-hosted along with the very lovely, the very talented, the ever-evolving Miss Oatmeal Brown with the Realness 101. Miss Oatmeal, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Andy. How are you doing today?
Today I am absolutely wonderful.
That was up.
This has just been a great day. It's been an awesome week. It's a shorter week. We had the holiday coming up for the 4th of July, and I know everybody had a great time. And understand, ladies and gentlemen, we live vicariously through you, broadcasting live out of the Dallas-Fort Worth area each and every Wednesday night, 8 o'clock p.m. Central Time. And because of you, the callers, the listeners, the bloggers, the show just gets better and better and better each week. And as you're going to find out, tonight will be no different. It's Wednesday, July the 6th, 2011, and I'm just feeling great, Miss Oatmeal. Like I mentioned before, we had a great holiday weekend. Some people just got to relax and sit back and enjoy themselves.
I know I did. Ooh, I enjoyed myself.
Dallas was the place to be. And I'm telling you, it was fantastic. This past weekend, I went to the Soul Unlimited concert in Fort Worth, Texas. And Miss Lori did her thing on the stage. She was outstanding. Lori was doing it.
That's what's up.
I mean, the red carpet event, they were taking the photos, walking down the runway. Y'all got to understand, Dallas, Texas is a little bit bigger than just the D-Town, the Cowboys. It's bigger than the Dallas Mavericks. Funky Town, Fort Worth gets down also, ladies and gentlemen. If y'all don't know, I suggest you head west and understand what's going on because it's real cool. Last week's topic was an awesome one. We had Miss Lolita Low Goods from VH1's Beverly Hills Fabulous on A Road to Healthy joining in with us on the topic called Your Body is Calling. Now, they think it might be a little something sexual, but you know what? It was really healthy. We had a great time with her.
Great time.
GSU's Tyshawn Bradshaw chimed in with us and talked about his Core 360 fitness program. I want y'all all to just subscribe on your YouTube channel and check out some of the footage that we've been doing and more, just so you get a little bit of taste of what goes on here on the online happy hour. So follow us, howwasyourweekend.com. Miss Oatmeal's doing her thing. Her world is created virtually. And the show is just being brought to you in part by today by Realness 101 Entertainment, folks. We're doing it big, we're doing big things, and we're doing it with you, and we're doing it together.
That's right.
So just understand, this is not a game. This is real deal.
Real deal.
Folks ain't in here just making stuff up as we go along. There's a strategic plan. So understand, folks, this is going to be a great show tonight. You may have seen this on Facebook. You may have gotten a text message. You may have had to tap somebody on the shoulder. You heard TLC open this up with, "What about your friend?" Ooh-wee!
Whoa, we got a lifelong discussion on this. We should.
Baby, it's going to be hot like fish grease tonight.
We really need part one, part two, and part three of this.
We might have to. Because you know what? Some people, they'll have on their social networks, they'll have a bunch of friends, 700,
2,000,
300. You might even got 40 of them. In your cell phone, you probably got about, I don't know, over 100 names and such.
Right.
These are your friends, your true rollies. If you need something, you can depend on them. You show $5, they got your back.
Right.
You got a business you want to start, They're going to support you thick and thin.
No matter what you do.
Shoveling
boo-boo.
If you go to jail, accidents do happen.
Right, right.
They're going to be the first ones that you call.
Might be mad.
But they got your back.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. But wait a minute. Are they really going to be there? Can you really depend on some of these people? Or do they show up only when the situation is right for them?
Right.
You've seen the photos on the social networks. Hold on, wait for me to get in the picture. Don't take it without me. So I see what you're doing, but I don't see how I benefit from that, so I don't really know if I can support that, what you're doing right there.
Right, right.
I'm not understanding that.
Until you blow up.
Yeah, but then I've been there with you all this time. We go way back to the third grade. Remember that time you would ask me to borrow the blue crayon? And I had two of them, and I broke it in half so you could use one. You owe me. Because
mm-hmm.
we friends.
Right.
We've been ride or die. We ride or till something else come up or somebody else need me. See, understand this, folks. We're going to break this down about your true friends, your associates, your confidants, your constituents, and all them other people in between who just kind of float in between there.
Right. Fair weather. Seasonal.
Even through stormy weather. Time and time again. Let's get with it. What about your friends?
What about them?
This is real deal. Let's talk about this. Miss Oatmeal, we're going to get to the phone lines. I know you need to go ahead and call in and chime in on this, folks. 646-727-3279 is the call-in number. They're texting us already.
Right.
Understand? I can't believe y'all. Don't say nothing about me.
Hey, I ain't saying no names. And I'm even going to include myself in some of this stuff. I mean, nobody is perfect.
Right.
Nobody. But it's when you know how to accept, admit, and know if you've been guilty
right on.
Of the good and the bad. Because if it was that many good people in this world, I mean, there would be no haters going on, right?
Right.
No jealousy. No,
yeah,
envy,
no issue.
No backstabbing.
It's your thing.
I mean, everybody's happy. Everybody helping each other out.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that way.
Mm-hmm. Understand this, folks. The chat room is where it's at. BlogTalkRadio.com/how was your weekend, spelled was with a Z, so you can join our guests. You can join Miss Tosh Brown and Big Daddy, too, also in the chat room as well.
Big Daddy.
They're making the comments. Big Daddy just said, friends are just like ships passing in the dark.
Wow.
Now, that's intense.
Yes, it is.
I got to understand this. This is how we do it, folks. Let's talk about this, Ms. Oatmeal. How do friendships begin? Where does this come from?
Well, as one of my BFFs, my bestest, my ride and I would say, you have some commonalities.
Commonalities?
Yes, commonalities.
So friends can make up words?
Yes.
Okay, that's what's
I mean, that's not a real word? I don't know.
Sometimes.
But, hey,
it's gonna be one
in our dictionary, it is.
Mm.
So, therefore, that means you have some things in common.
Okay.
Whether it be good conversation, you know, you've got this vibe, you catch this vibe from this person, they're cool. You know, you click.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're fun, you guys are both fun. Maybe you're somewhere at a mutual friend's house and, you know, there's a bachelorette party or a car party or just anything going on and you could just be sitting there, you meet and you're laughing and you start talking and you might have some things in common.
Right.
I mean, that's how those real friendships usually start, that continue. Because that person wasn't looking at you for what you had, what they can get, what they can gain,
mm-hmm.
besides a genuine friendship.
And that's all you really need sometimes.
Right. You know, but you have those that may observe you because they've seen you on several occasions. Oh, yeah, I like the way Andy kicks it, pops the bottles, he buys drinks. He, you know, he rolls in some pretty cool circles.
Right.
Hey, how about I get cool with him?
I want to be his friend.
Right.
Click like on my lifestyle. See what
you know, you have individuals that will latch on to you for those reasons.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know, you know, if they have motives or not, because usually it's all good in the beginning.
Uh-oh. In the beginning.
Right, in
but
the
then
beginning.
What happens, Ms. Oatmeal? What happened?
Oh, wow, we're going to get into that, you know, in the meat of this discussion tonight. I just can't talk about it right now. Can't put everything out there on the table. But usually a downfall occurs when it's not a sincere ride-or-die friendship.
Mm, that's
people have different definitions of friendship. But as you listen to What About Your Friends and Thank You for Being a Friend and, you know, Count on Me, these songs say the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So how is it that people get the definition of friendship twisted?
Well, you know what I think it is? I think some people who really don't know how to be a true friend, ride or die, will only be a friend when it's convenient for them.
Right.
And that's the sad part about it. If they can't gain anything from your friendship, they're really not going to talk to you until they feel, where can I benefit?
Right.
There's an issue for me. I got something going on. I need somebody to talk to. I know I can depend on you, so I'm going to talk to you about it.
Right.
Now, if you got something going on with you, you know what? I may not be able to make time for that because I'm just too busy.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a lot going on. So whatever your issue is, I know you're a strong person. You need to work that out. But when I got something on my shoulders,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to need you to be there. Because if you're not there for me, you know, you just, I don't know what you want. You probably just on some more other stuff right now, or you hating and you can't make time for me. And you know what? That's just wrong.
Right.
I don't understand how anybody could be like that. But what you need to realize, folks, is this isn't a conditional or a seasonal thing to be a true friend. A true friend, a wise man once told me, a true friend is somebody that knows enough about you to hurt you, but doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to think about that. I had to look through my cell phone and say, you know what, that makes sense. Who can I call on if something happens and I need a friendly person to talk to? Or I need somebody that's going to, you know, my tire just blew out on 6:35 at 2 o'clock in the morning. Don't ask me why I'm out at 2 o'clock in the morning. Just come help me fix this tire.
Right.
That's a true friend.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm talking about. A lot of people can't go on their phone and say, you know what? I need you just to be there for me right now, and I'm going to be there for you the same way. They just aren't equipped like that. Maybe they just haven't seen one. I don't know. Let's keep going.
They have to allow themselves to be in that position.
Mm.
You can see it all day, but still keep yourself conditioned in that frame of mind, well, it's not convenient for me, so I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
Or we can't kick it like we used to anymore because I'm here, I'm on my feet now, I don't really need you.
Wow.
You're going through what you're going through.
But I'm good.
I'm cool with you, though. Yeah, we still cool.
But I just be so busy when you call, man. I mean, you know, I got to breathe and, you know, it's some food to eat, and then I got to find a way to get to work, and then when I get to work, you know, I got to log in, and then I got to log in, and I got to find time to go to lunch, and after I go to lunch, I got to go home, and then I got traffic.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's just too much going on in my day for me to really make time for you.
Right.
For real.
But you were there, and you had your son, and you had your family, and you had a job, and you had a social life, and you had your talk radio show. And you were writing, you were doing all this, and you still answer the phone, and you had time for them. Wow.
Man,
how did you do it? How did you do it?
It's tough, you know, because my thing is, I'm going to take that word friend very seriously. If we ride or die, we ride or die. You know, some of y'all know this. I had a fraternity brother pass away not too long ago. And it just woke me up. This is my friend. Now, we may not kick it on a regular basis, but if I need you and you need me, bruh, we're going to be there for each other. That's just how it is, folks. This is real deal. What about your friends, folks? Talk to us about it. 646-727-3279. The phone line's about to get wicked. And we have callers from all over the country wanting to chime in, Ms. Oatmeal. Let's keep it right here in D-Town, Dallas, Texas. We have one of them area codes at 972 chiming in. Last four numbers ending in 5085. Caller, you're on the online happy hour. Who is this?
Hi, this is Lala. Hi, Jackie.
Oatmeal.
I am great. I am chimed in listening to the conversation. What about your friends? And me personally, I don't use the word friend too loosely. But a true friend understands that you grow. I'm sorry?
How would you use the word friend tonight? How would you use the word friend tonight?
I would say friend is someone who's there for you, and not always in the time of need, meeting needy. Sometimes it could just be they need to vent, they need to get things off of their chest, they need someone to listen to them, especially when they don't have any family or any other friends. A friend is somebody you can just really depend on. And I mean, when people think of friend, they always think of financially, you know, and it's not always about a financial friend. It's just about someone you can talk to. You don't have to talk to them every day. It could be once a month, but you always pick
right.
up where you left off from.
Right.
I mean, right. my definition of a friend, I don't use the word friend too loosely. I can probably count them on one hand. And I've even witnessed friends that people that I've called friends that weren't really friends. And sometimes you have to grow to understand and know that, you know. And a true friend understands that, you know, yeah, you could kick it, you could go to the club, you could party, you could drink, you could smoke, you could do whatever together. And they may think that's a friend, but that person may grow. And they have to understand and respect that. And a lot of people may think, oh, she's acting different now. But, you know, sometimes it just takes growth, you know, and a true friend really understands that. You know, changes happen. Doesn't mean I don't love you anymore, I love you any less. It just means that I'm working on myself. And if you love me enough, you respect me and respect that.
And that's real talk. You know, and some of us are able to grow together. Some friends that you may have had, because you had to establish some type of relationship first to even consider
exactly.
someone a friend. And once you
exactly.
establish
I've been around you for a long time, Jackie, and I know how you are. And you are like, you can be classified as a true friend. As a true friend. Because
you,
no matter what, like, I haven't seen Oatmeal in forever, but I know if we ran into each other tomorrow, we're going to hug
right.
and embrace each other like we just saw each other last night.
Exactly. And it's all love.
It's all love. It's all love. And people grow. And, you know, you just have to understand and respect people's positions. You know, a true friend, they do come through for you when you need them. But sometimes, you know, they may be in a position where they can't. But you still have to respect that. You know, just because I heard you mention earlier that, if I caught a flat on 6:35 at 2:00 in the morning, a true friend to come out and get me. A true friend may not even have the, you know, may not be in that position at that moment to come and get you, but doesn't mean that they're not a true friend. You know, it depends
right.
on what's going on in their life too, but a real friend will understand and respect that, hey, you know what, maybe she or he has something else going on at that time. No, I'm just not going to roll over and be like, oh, I'm tired, I can't do it, you know, but they could have other things going on. And doesn't mean that
right.
they don't love you or they didn't want to come and help you. They just have to prioritize what's going on in their life at that time. They may even offer to call you a tow truck.
Exactly. You know, that's what I'm saying. You know, when you have a true friend, you understand in
mm-hmm.
those type of situations. But then there's
right.
those folks that you know, I wonder if they looked at that phone
mm-hmm.
and didn't respond.
Me at 2:00 in the morning. Who you think you are? But that's real. Lala, we really appreciate you chiming in. I want to get back to the phone lines and take some more calls here as a DF Dub. We have another caller with a 469 area code, phone number ending in 3853. You're on the online happy hour. Who is this chiming in with us tonight?
This is Misty Wales.
Hello, Misty Wales.
Hey, I was calling because, you know, this is a subject that captured my attention because, for one, me and Jackie have a lot of conversations about friendships and, you know, just as we watch people evolve and the things even evolving in our relationship as a friend, it's amazing that she and I have been knowing each other for, about 15 years almost, and we have watched each other evolve as girls into chicks into ladies, now into women. I mean, it's just amazing. But at the same time, our friendship has taken different, I guess you could say, hits throughout those years because she might have been going at one pace, I was going at another pace. But as we're getting older, what I'm starting to see is that we're starting to be able to come together on those differences, not battle them out, but talk about them. And when you have those friends like that and that friendship like that, you can sit down and say, hey, this is where I'm at. Are you not here? I would love to see you come with me, get with me. It's real talk, right? That's what y'all say, what? Real talk?
Oh, for real, yeah.
You know, and
exactly.
And those are the kind of conversations Jackie and I have had over the past years. And it's been a good thing for me because she's helped me tremendously, and I know I've helped her. So it's been a growth. And, Andy, I want to just kind of touch on your little comment earlier. Yes, commonality is a word in Merriam-Webster.com. And it does mean a common feature or attribute, similarities, congruity, or resemblance. So I didn't make up that word.
That's right. Tell them, friend.
She went and
bounces
on me, y'all.
Yes, indeed. But you know what? The thing that I like most about friendships that I build is the mutual credibility of our relationship, being able to give and, you know, say, okay.
Hold on just 1 second. You made a valid point. You said a great word, build.
Mm.
Build a friendship. Some people don't understand that friendships are built.
Right.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. but, you know, friendships are built on credibility and being able to forgive. And you, at the same time, for someone to forgive, you have to be repentful, which means you got to be aware when you're wrong. You have to be aware when you did something that might have hurt that person. So it's a give and take. It's not just about take. You cannot swipe your debit card with a friendship all the time. You have to deposit something into that relationship.
Wow.
Because if you don't, it will deplete that bank account. It will deplete it. So, you know, friendship is a plethora of things to many people, but the basis to me, the foundation, is respect, credibility, forgiveness, and repentfulness, and understanding. And most importantly, sisterhood. That's all I have.
Exactly. And you're right. You are right, friend, because there's many occasions our friendship, we felt it was going to come to an end. Because that's emotion. And in any relationship, everybody can hurt anyone. You can say something that could hurt someone. You can do something that could hurt someone. And you have to be able to communicate that. And you have to be able to talk like adults.
Right.
And be receptive and say, okay, even if I didn't mean to, I'm sorry. Let's proceed. Boom. Sounds simple. It really is simple.
Mm-hmm.
But people take it, when it turns for bad, they take it to a whole nother level.
Right.
You can't be selfish and be a friend.
Mm, and you
it
can't
just
be
doesn't
situational,
right? And you can't be situational and be a friend. Friend is more than just me and you being friends. Even with being a friend with your soon-to-be husband or your boyfriend or your girlfriend or your mate, you got to be friends,
right?
And the friendship has to be built.
Y'all got to understand, folks. She's coming with it. She's a real woman doing real things, ladies and gentlemen. Check out the flavor that is Oatmeal Brown at realness101.com. Miss Oatmeal is saying it and preaching it, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get back to the phone lines. The phone lines are off the chain. We've heard from Dallas, Texas. Let's take it to the boot. That New Orleans flavor I'm talking about. We got a 504 caller in. Last number's ending in 5536. Caller, you're on the online happy hour. Who is this?
Hello, it's Dre. How are you guys?
Good.
Man, this is a great subject y'all got going on right here. This friendship thing, I tell you. That word gets used too loosely, you know?
It does.
I just had an experience this weekend, just kind of put it out there. I took some different groups of friends or acquaintances, I take that word back, people that I thought we were friends. Down to New Orleans to the Essence Fest with me. And when I go with my usual crew, it goes without saying, if we roll together, we return together, et cetera. We might,
right.
you know, cross paths in the midst of everything, but we know where we meet up. We know if we came together, we leave together, man. It didn't go like that this weekend, and I said, I know not to roll without my original crew from now on. And, man, I was really disappointed, and, you know, but it's one of those looks you got to take to kind of learn as you go. I'm one of those people, I don't have an abundance of friends, but the friends I do have, I've had forever. I have some that I've acquired along my way of life, you know. And it's just something that I don't think people understand the dynamics of it. And I think Misty stated best, you know, you can't always take. You got to give sometime, you know.
Right.
Because, you know, after a point, the people get tired of, you know, being that giver all the time. And I enjoy being a good friend to people. And anybody that hang around me that know, I bend over backwards for you. But when you cross me the wrong way, that's it. I'm done.
That's it.
That's a real good point. Dre, you brought up something earlier. I want to kind of piggyback on that. Just asking this question, and maybe you can answer that, maybe let some of our callers and also our blog folks know in the chat room. How do we maintain friendships? What's the best way to do that?
Man, you got to be able to forgive. I think, like Misty said, you got to be able to forgive. You can't wear tough skin. You got to, you know, you got to, I don't know, tough skin is not a good word for it, but forgiving and I think communication. You know, somebody know where you're coming from always. It's no mistakes or, you know, don't leave room for error. So I think communicating how you feel about certain things, et cetera, it comes. And then those that have been with me for a while, we've taken some hard knocks, you know, bump heads or whatever, but we respect each other. And now we know, and we're not going to always agree, but communicating it, and being able to forgive, I think, is the two biggest things you could do in a friendship.
Right. And people have to understand, you know, when you get mad, if you and your friend have an altercation or an issue, if you hold on to it, you still really want to be that person's friend.
Mm.
Because if you really didn't give a care, you let it go.
Mm.
But when you care, you hold on.
Is that them people that be trying to hold grudges like on those reality shows people be watching? And they got their issues.
No, they're not really friends.
Oh, they're not really friends?
No.
Uh-uh. Mm-hmm.
We're talking about real friends.
Okay.
You are the friendship with, you know, the opposite sex or the same sex, whether on a relationship level, you know, as far as a boyfriend, girlfriend, or just a friend.
Mm-hmm.
What happens to you when something goes wrong? You're hurt.
But they want to quit.
You're mad. Some people want to quit. Some people want to go around and make you look like the bad person.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you even want to do that?
Because they like to sing that CeeLo Green song and just go bad on people just because that's their emotions are hot.
But that's what it is. It's their emotions.
Mm-hmm.
But all that can be avoided if you truly cared about that person, if you just sit down and hash it out.
Yep.
Like a grown individual.
That's right.
Would, as God would want you to do.
Lattimore said it best, folks. Let's straighten it out.
Because guess what? You're going to have to forgive Oatmeal or Andy.
Yeah.
Andy is going to have to forgive Chris, and Jackie's going to have to forgive Christina. Okay?
Real talk.
Period, point blank. We cannot get around it. You're going to have to forgive.
Yeah. And y'all got to understand.
You can count your blessings, holding on to grudges, and being mad at people.
Yep. Grudges, folks, it's no sense in doing that. If you got an issue with a friend or even a relative, you don't want to take that to the grave. I've seen people, it's happened in my own family. My aunt held a grudge with my uncle over something so minor, and I know it's probably eating her up alive because she doesn't have the opportunity to go back and say, you know what? I'm sorry, my bad. We could have worked this out. She's not that type of person to do that, but I'm just saying, if it was in her, she could probably say, you know, but she doesn't have the chance because she held that grudge. Issues, folks. Let them go like hot plates. Let's get back to the phone line, Ms. O'Mill. This is a great show. The chat room is off the chain. Ms. Joy is doing her thing in there. Courtney's chiming in, and Big Daddy's holding it down. blogtalkradio.com/howwasyourweekend. Spell was with a Z if you want to join the chat room. Also, 646-727-3279 is the call-in number. We've heard from Dallas, Texas. We've heard from that boot down in New Orleans. It's time to go on and kick back, put your feet up, and listen to my man chiming in from the best in the Midwest. Here he is, ladies and gentlemen. E. Dub is back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. E., what's going on, bro?
Man, what's going on, man? How you doing, Andy, bro? How you doing, Miss O'Neal?
Hey, E. Dub.
E. Dub, we know you're holding down in Kansas City. We saw
man,
you on
I've been listening, man. Y'all, you know, it's a good show. Y'all been saying all the beautiful things and everything, man. But here's the deal. One thing I wanted to also say, a good friend, associate, whomever, a respectable person that you really respect in your life or whatever, they should be able to just be able to tell you the real, whether you want to hear it or not. You see what
right.
I'm saying? Them is the truth. Them is the true soldiers right there in your corner. They going to have your back. Even when you want to ride, they going to go and let you ride because they know you're going to be back. You see what I'm saying? But y'all failed to mention about, nobody mentioned about all the black market friends and stuff when you want to get a deal. Or when you need that kind of help. You know what I'm saying? Nobody want to mention that. Does that make everybody look bad or something?
Well,
I don't know what I'm talking about. I heard a hush around Jerusalem.
Break it down for us.
Okay, the black market friends is like, I need to get out from under this car. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
You got some people that can help me out. People doing the crooked insurance. I just need to get my tax. I get my car running right now. When I get my other check, my income tax, then I get my insurance right. You see what I'm saying? Those make up the insurance card. You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? Hey, come on. Ain't nobody mentioned about them people. But, you know,
they're
people.
And they out there,
And they out
there.
But see, the thing, friends, you know where to keep your friends at or deal with certain people in different places. You know what I'm saying? We all have different friends in different categories. I don't want to use the word loosely like that because I'd probably say associates or people that we know in other places. And I wouldn't say the word use. Or we might call on them as needed, or call on them to retrieve a favor that you might have done for them. You know what I'm saying? So
right,
it's all friendship is basically it's still a business deal. It's a relationship. It's just like a relationship. It's a business deal all the way around.
And what?
It's more or less a business deal.
Give and take.
Yeah,
it's
you know what I'm saying? You know to pick
okay.
your battle. You know what battle to pick and what friend to hang with. You know what friend you need to hang with. You know what I'm saying? You know when you really need to hear some truth, you know who to call. When you want to jeff around and act all slick, you know who to go call and hang with. You know what I'm saying? So it's a mood system, and it depends on who you feeling like. But it's always that. Well, I have just that one that I might talk to. If not every day, every other day, and he like a brother to me, and he ride or die with me, get out the bed, he could be in the middle of some, if his wife, and he would get out the bed and come get me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That is my dog.
Right.
And that's what I call
it. Straight up, he doesn't have to check me on a few things left and right, man. I done made me some off-throw decisions sometimes. I mean, all the way off the bridge, like, dude, are you for real?
I'm going to keep it
going. I just want to say thank you, bro, for bringing me back to the world and helping me understand what's really going on, man.
Right.
Hey,
and that's
you do the same for me.
You need people like that. You need that tough love, that real friend that's going to tell you the truth.
Right.
No, you can't run from that person.
No, can't do it.
Accept the truth.
Yeah.
Not an amen section. An amen section is not going to get you anywhere. But what? Brush your ego a little bit. That's it.
Yeah, just kind of dust your pants off a little bit, keep it moving. And then, tomorrow is a whole new day. We're going to be right here beside you, and we're going to make it happen. That's a real friend, not somebody that's going to say, you know what, I think you're making too many mistakes. I don't like you anymore. Bye. And be done with you. That's just a fool. That's what that is. Somebody that just don't understand who you really are. They're not seeing you for who you really are. They're just looking at your situation and trying to make an assumption based on the actions that you take.
Right.
Foolishness. Let's go on and get back to the phone line, ladies and gentlemen. This is real talk we're having right now. Miss Oatmeal, I want to go to Hotlanta.
Go ahead and go on to Hotlanta.
You know about them 770s getting on the phone line with us. Caller chiming in, 7705. I ain't going to say all your numbers, my bad. Let me just leave it like that. We have the Hotlanta person calling in. Tonight's topic, what about your friends? What about you, Atlanta, Georgia? Chime in and talk to us tonight. Who is this?
This is Terry. You was about to put my whole phone number out there, huh?
Man, I'm not right. Let me calm down. We have folks rewinding the tape and stalking you and everything, sending you crazy text messages. We sorry.
Right. What's going on?
Hey, T.
What's up, Jackie? What's up, Andy? I've been listening, and I got a couple of comments. One, in reference to you said, your friend has to be able to, tell you something, and I know Dre said before you have to have somewhat of tough skin, and in fact that is in the Bible. It says that faithful are the wounds of a friend, but deceitful are the kisses of an enemy. So you have to be able to discern, when the wounds coming from your friend are faithful. But then it brings me back to another point, another scripture that says, as iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. So that's kind of a telltale sign right there. Excuse me. Sorry. But then it brings me back to, you're not born into this world knowing how to be a good friend.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like you didn't just, you weren't born into the world knowing that. So what do you, and I'm certain that no one that's listening to your show probably, considers themselves a bad friend because they have the yes man, or they have that amen corner that kind of high five everything, that they may do that may be foul. But, what do you suggest or what do you recommend that your listeners do to assess whether they're a good friend or not?
First of all, that's a very good question that you asked, Terry. First of all, ask them and see what they say. What kind of response are they really going to give? If they dance around it a little bit, those are the ones who just really aren't supportive. Those are the ones who really have to think about it because they're lying and they're trying to find something else to say.
No, I'm not saying whether they're a good friend to me. I'm saying whether they're a good friend in general, whether they're friend worthy. Because in order to have, friends or good friends, you have to first be a good friend. So then how can a person, I guess, assess themselves? What would you recommend your listeners do to assess themselves? Something that's objective, not necessarily, how this person may view friendship or how this person may view friendship. Because in that, with everybody's different opinion on it, where do we go?
Right.
And is it possible for a person to be good friends but not necessarily good friends with you?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's possible.
It's possible. And sometimes, like you said, you're not born knowing how to be a good friend.
Mm-hmm.
Experience is the best teacher. But once you get into your 30s, if you don't know how to be a friend, something is wrong.
Right.
If you're still doing the same thing, if it's all about you and not about anyone else, you can take a look at yourself and really, if you want to accept it,
mm-hmm.
and see, hey, this is me. I'm always busy.
my drama is the most important in the world. Nobody else has drama.
Right.
My family doesn't have drama. My, you know, my friends don't, my whoever, what kind of friends I have, don't have drama. Just I have it. Oh, my God. It's all about me. If they are that person, then you might want to see what kind of friend you actually are.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a long-term friend? Are you seasonal? Are you a friend when everything is good and going in your life? Are you a friend only when you want to go on some trips?
Right.
Are you a friend only when you want to go to the club?
Right.
But not any other time. You're not a friend to call someone up and say, hey, girl, let's go have lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, girl, let's go to church.
Yeah.
Hey, girl, let's go work out.
And it doesn't,
if you're not doing any of that, there's the problem.
And it doesn't necessarily have to be a negative situation for you to step up to be a friend also.
Right.
Oh, absolutely.
It could just be something simple as just, hey, man, I was thinking about you, just wanted to see what you had going on today. You know, can I come through? Can we shake a hand? Or, you know, some dominoes or cards? Can I just, you know, let's just talk for a little bit.
Right. Just stop by your house. I was thinking about you. Just call you out the blue. What you doing? I'm going to come by there.
Right,
You don't get any of, when you're not receiving any of that from the person, and this is what you're used to receiving, like me, I don't use the word friend lightly.
Mm.
You know, Misty, as everyone knows, is my best friend, but that's my sister.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
We're beyond friends. That,
right.
The friendship phase is over. That's my sister. So we can fight like Gina and Pam on Martin, okay?
Right.
When Biggie came. We can fight like that in front of everyone. But everybody knows they're going to hash this out because they're sisters. They're beyond. They have built this relationship. And if you're not building relationships with people, then no, you're not this well-rounded friend. Maybe you just have a friend to go hang out with, friend to do this, a friend to do that. But you have to be careful because sometimes people may feel like you're using them.
Say that.
Yeah.
So you have to be careful with that, especially when it comes to me. People have to be careful when it comes to that clubbing friend or that friend when you just want to go out of town, because I see that.
Right.
And I don't need that in my circle.
Well, yeah, and that brings me to another point. It's like bad company corrupts good character. So you have to then evaluate where you are in your life and align the people around you accordingly. You know, it's like you have to ensure that they are, I don't know what the word I'm trying to use or whatever, but two can only walk together if they agree. And in that, you have to be with people that are of like mind.
Right.
But a lot of people, and I know I've talked to several of my friends, and we've had this conversation. I think, Jackie, you and I have had this conversation before. Kind of in passing, we may say, oh, yeah, that chick is, she's such and such, or she's blah, blah, blah. Like, oh, why does she act like that? Or why, you know, because it may come easy to you. You know what I'm saying? Or you may get it faster than the next person. There are people that genuinely don't get it. I mean, they really, they genuinely do not get it. They know they don't get it, but they want to pass that off as something else. Then you have your friends that are cheering for you, but really aren't on your team.
Right.
Well,
you know what I'm saying? And it's a classic example. I don't know if you got a chance to check out that book, but it's Tripping Up the Prom Queen. People, a lot of black women have to associate something negative with your successes in order to deal with them better. So, for instance,
because they have to find that negative thing in there, and that's crazy.
They have, but in a lot of instances, they may have been born into that. Again, just as we're not taught friendship, you're not taught that. I mean, you have to be taught friendship. So that type of mindset, you were taught that. Maybe not directly, but indirectly, because you witnessed it in your home or you witnessed it somewhere. You picked that up somewhere. You know, and I mean, it's kind of sickening, to be quite honest, because at this point, you know, I'm serious. At the point where we're in financially, you know, the economy and socially, I don't understand, like you said, why somebody that's in their 30s, 20s, even late 20s, if you're out of college, why you stunt out on Facebook, why you have to, you know, you know what I'm saying? Why you have to do all that extraness.
Right. Exactly.
And it's because they're not comfortable and confident and safe with who they are.
Exactly.
That is so true.
And they don't, for the life of them, like you said, they just don't get it. And they look at us like we're tripping out because we see it.
Oh, my God.
No, it's the truth. You will be who you really are all the time.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, so it's I'm going to, like, my mother, for instance, had a best friend that shared her, some of her business at church, right? And mm-hmm. I was a young girl, and I was like, you going to still be her friend?
Right.
I didn't understand that. She told some of your business.
Mm-hmm.
You get out of this. She don't understand, right?
Wow.
Now, whatever she said to her, they were still friends after that.
Right.
You know, so that's the type of stuff that I saw. So I understood that, you know, this was still her ride or die. You know, come pick her up for choir rehearsal, whatever prayer meetings and stuff they were going to,
mm-hmm.
they still went. But she still leaked some of my mother's business.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Just messy.
But.
Was it Sister Odell?
No.
Okay.
Anywho, my point is, sometimes that happens. Now, I don't think that she did it to hurt my mother, but maybe she just talked too much. She was very talkative.
Some people
talk too much. Some people do talk to hurt you, but some people just talk too much. So you do have to be careful of what information you might relinquish. That doesn't mean that that person is not your good friend.
Mm. Yeah.
But, you know, everybody's character is different. I also want to make the example of rolling in a clique. And I told one of my little sisters this, you know, because information was being passed within this clique.
Mm, okay.
But you have to understand, if you had two best friends in this clique, and then you're close with this other person, and your best friend get into it, but you guys all roll in this intimate circle.
Right.
Who do you think they're going to call to say, guess what Misty did? Who are they going to call? A person in that circle. So that information goes around. So would Misty or I take it as if she's talking about me behind my back? You shouldn't.
Mm-mm.
Because this is your intimate circle. If people open up and realize that this is who you're rolling with, these are your rollies, your intimate circle. I mean, y'all rolling for a couple of years together, and
right.
some information is being transpired, of course it is. Come on, be real. Wake up. The light needs to come on. The fat lady is singing. It's going down. It's happening. So it's all on how you receive that. If they're not dogging that person out,
mm-hmm.
It's just going to happen. I've never been in a group of females or family where it has not occurred.
Mm-hmm.
Even in the circle of friends, what guys were in the circle. Information, when somebody needs to vent, it's going to happen. And if you guys are all rolling in this friendship circle, it's going to happen. It's the friendship circle.
Got to understand it.
Right.
Don't take it personal.
People take it personally. Have I been guilty of that? Yes. I have been guilty on both ends for being the venting
mm-hmm.
and also being a person that somebody was venting about. But once I got older, and became more mature, and I broke this thing down to understand, why does this keep happening? Duh, if you're rolling in these circles
right.
for long periods of time, it's going to happen. They're not going outside the circle, dirty-dogging you or talking bad about you.
Right.
They went and vented to somebody else that y'all are all kicking it with.
Mm. This is what it's just like she said, ladies and gentlemen, experience is the best teacher. And that's just keeping it real.
Right.
This is an outstanding topic tonight. What about your friends, folks? Thank you, Terry, for chiming in. I may have to come back to you in a minute, but I want to bring it on out to Funky Town, Fort Worth, Texas. Chiming in, we have a caller in Fort Worth. The phone lines are out of control. The chat room is doing its thing. Courtney and Big Daddy, you know, Miss Joy, we got a couple other guests sitting there. My man Will C. is in there doing his thing.
Courtney added a comment to Big Daddy, says, if you aren't better than you think your best is, a real friend will let you know and give you suggestions to make it better. That's just real talk, folks. BlogTalkRadio.com/How Was Your Weekend. Spell was with a Z. And chime in and give us a call. Tell your friends, your Facebook friends, your associates, your cell phone text messaging people to chime in and listen to the show tonight. We got a little bit over an hour left to do this dance tonight. So go ahead and let them know to call in at 646-727-3279 while we go to Funky Town Fort Worth, 817 area code, number ending in 3143. You're on the online happy hour tonight. Who is this?
Hey, this is Michelle, Mama Michelle, the comedian. How y'all doing?
Hey,
Mama Michelle. Welcome back to the happy hour, sweetheart. How you doing?
Man, over here, I'm just chilling, listening, and learning a lot. Miss Oatmeal.
Hey.
Girl. You know, I mean, I'm just going to tell you, I mean, I've had a lot of friends, but, you know, we leaving out. I mean, y'all dancing around. Y'all dancing around the Stone Cold Hater friend, the one that's by your side. Y'all dancing around her. She the home girl. She by your side. She hyping you up, but all the while she hating everything that you got. You dancing around it. I mean, you know, your last comments are hit it. And I have a best friend, and everybody tells me that this girl is not my best friend because, you know, she ain't to be trusted. You understand? They feel a little bit of something on her. But, see, this is one of them go-get-it friends. You understand what I'm saying? We at the drink. Uh-huh. We at the club. I don't got nobody to buy me a drink right now. She go get it and come back with it. That's her role. I know she don't love me the way she say she love me. But E-Dub had mentioned, you know, you have your black market friends and this type of friend. Let me tell you, the way I feel, which I don't, you know, necessarily agree, I feel like this. I say a friend is a friend, period. And if you are marking, if you keeping score, hey, it's your turn to do me a favor, I did you a favor, that is not a friend. You got friends that you know, if y'all go out to lunch, don't never expect them to get your tab. Just be praying that they got enough to get their own. You understand what I'm saying? Because that's not their station in life. They ain't got it. They just ain't got it. You know, they go to looking at the high side and their eyes roll back at you. They want you to say, girl, go and get what you want. I got you. They want you to say it. That's that kind of friend. You got, like I started out this song called Hey, the Home Girlfriend. You know you can't leave her in the room with your man. If you got to go to the bathroom and pee, he got to go with you. You understand? See that kind of product. You understand what I'm saying? You got to do something real freaky to get him to go to the bathroom with you because you know she at the dinner table and she ain't got no panties on. You understand what I'm saying? That's the kind of, you know, I'm just saying you got all these people in your life, but they make a collage. And what I was trying to emphasize is that everybody in your life that you call friend serves a purpose. They're not all created equal because you do need your keep it real friend. You know the one to tell you, hey, that girl did a good job on your perm at the front, but she didn't get the back good. That's the kind, you know, that's that keep it real friend. Oh, yeah, you say you lost 14 pounds. Don't tell people you lost 10 because you don't want to claim the other folk because I just don't see it, dog. You know, that
Oh, my goodness.
You need that girl to tell you, you know, hey, did you take a shower after you worked out? God dang, shit. Lord, how you put on? How many degrees did you put on? Did you put on enough degrees? Because it's 100 degrees out here, and it feel like you only put on 99, dog. You need her. But you also need that friend that you can go to, and she can help you, you know, lick your wounds. You know, after you just broke up with your, you know, your man, you don't, you probably at 2 or 3 days later need to hear, you know, say, dog, the little halitosis you got or chase anybody that way. You probably need to hear that. She should have told you that before the video, but you don't need to hear that. You don't need to hear that on the night you breaking up. You need to hear, girl, it's going to be all right. You know, you hang in there. Girl, put your body magic on. Put that ankle bracelet on and let's head to the club. You need that kind of friend too, your hype man, the one that, you know, look over that halitosis. When you ain't looking, she drop a breast mint or two in your drink and let you, you know, continue your night on like it ain't nothing going wrong. You understand? You need all these kind of people because
if it takes a village to raise a kid, it takes two villages to keep an adult going, because adults are really just, you know, maturing children, you know, and we take all the wounds from, you know, our childhood. And I just want to go back to something that y'all were harping on before, and it's about forgiveness, and it's about, you know, it's about forgiveness, because you will encounter, a friend doesn't necessarily, they might say something, you know, like, you know, you in the heat of the moment, oh, you know, you might say, you know, hey, you know, I was chilling with Andy, you know, I was reading his book and everything, but you know what I'm saying, he had something green in his tooth, and he was just grossing me out. You might say that, next thing you know, you got the messy friend, girl, I didn't want to tell you. I didn't want to tell you, but you know your boy Andy? Yeah, he got something. They say he got gonorrhea or something in his tooth or something like that. You know the one that... And by the time he get back to Andy, Miss Oatmeal said Andy's thinking, you know, his kid folks think Andy got gonorrhea. You know, you got that kind of person that bring and carry bones. And the person that really said it wasn't saying it in that kind of nation. I don't think that if a person calls themselves a friend and they jump to conclusions about what was said or what was done, that you need to be checking that friend. You need to really be checking yourself, because really, are you going to harp on, like, because, you know, some people, they just live for what a third party told them. Remember, that third party is both bringing and carrying bones. That third party is looking for your reaction. You understand what I'm saying? So that forgiveness shouldn't be extended after the fact. Forgiveness should be in a friendship extended before the fact. What I'm saying is, I know you're not. I know you're striving to be Christ-like, but I know you're not Christ. So I know you're going to make some mistakes along the way. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
I know that in our friendship, there'll be times when I really wanted to lean on you that you might have not been in a position for me to lean on. Like tonight, Andy and Oatmeal, you know, I need a little blessing. You know, I'm going through something. But, you know, if y'all ain't got it, then I ain't tripping. But if you want to just give it to me, you can, you know, in the form of tech. No, not from y'all. Never mind. But I'm just saying, forgiveness and friendships needs to be not a, you know, I forgive you if you do something wrong and I like what you did or I can forgive what you did. Forgiveness needs to be pre-extended, meaning I'm going to say something off the wall. You might have just caught me on the wrong day. You understand what I'm saying? Or you might catch me on a day when, you know, I was very ignorant of what you were going through at that time. You know, you talking about you and your old man might break up, and I'm talking about, you know, your grandmama didn't put enough sage in the dressing, which, you know, would piss somebody off. I'm serious about that. But, you know, that's serious business when somebody messed up the dressing, the coleslaw, or the potato salad. But it's not as serious as breaking up. And So you do have to be in a state of constant forgiveness. You got to be constantly cleaning, almost like algae. You know, unforgiveness builds up, and that grudge holding and all that, and it hurts you. Your tank starts to be dirty, and your water, it becomes murky, and you can't see your way through to get where you're going when your water is that murky, because, you know, you let little things build up. So I just want to say that your show is a blessing. I think the greatest thing that we can learn about friendships is to have your forgiveness on and ready at all times, because like Ms. O'Neill said about her best friend, y'all can get into it, but you guys have established emotional boundaries to the point where she knows where her cutoff is, and you know where your cutoff is, but you guys have extended that to say, okay, emotionally, I might be feeling this way, you might be feeling that way, but at the end of the day, after we get through saying whatever we need to say, you know, when it all goes down, when the sun goes down, on the, you know, it's on and popping if you jump between us. But what I wanted to pose to you guys is the question of, a real friend would never try to interrupt your relationship, right? A real friend wouldn't say, you got to choose him or me. I don't think. But there have been cases where the friend and the man or the friend and the woman just can't see eye to eye, and it's almost like they're doing some type of tug-of-war over you. What do you think in that situation? Because some people say, you know what, look at here, I'm your B. I'm going to be here when he gone. And the man might say, yeah, she your B. She going to be here when you gone because you and her going to chase me away.
together. You know what I'm saying? So there comes a time when there are key friendships that kind of interfere with your relationship. So how do you pose that to your listeners? Because I think everybody's been, you know, a lot of people, I won't say everyone, has been in a position where maybe the best friend and the boyfriend or girlfriend or even the wife don't get along. And, you know, if it's a wife or husband, you're supposed to cleave to your wife or husband. You're supposed to leave your mama for your wife and husband, but the best friend just can't get out the picture. So what do you say? Because, you know, when a man or woman leave you or hurt you, you're going to want to rely on that friend. So who do you choose? How do you make that choice?
Well, the ground should be set from the beginning. And if you know in your heart that you have a good best friend, this best friend is not doing any harm. They're not trying to have you out there cheat, you know, be bad out there in the streets. They really want to see you in a good, loving relationship. And that's your ride or die. If you establish that in the beginning, when you meet this guy or this female and they have a problem, then guess what? You're always going to have a problem. They have a problem with being insecure and sharing. Now, I can understand in the case that your friend is all out in the streets, bad influence, like, girl, come on. There's going to be some dudes over here. Come on, girls, let's go here. Let's do that. Let's do this. And they know that about your friend, that's different. But if your friend has never caused you any harm, you have not down-talked this person to your soon-to-be boo boyfriend or husband, everything's all gravy, there shouldn't be a problem. There's only issues when that male or female is insecure or you've done A, B, and C of what I just said, which is you down-talked your friend.
Right.
Your friend is out there bad.
No backbone.
Right. Or this person just wants you to themselves and you don't know how to have a friend and a man at the same time. And it's very possible.
We know people doing it now.
Right. They're grown, they're old folks, they're married couples that do it. But it's because it's established.
Right.
That they allow you to be you. So if there's some head butting going on between that boyfriend and the friend or the girlfriend and your homeboy, find out what the root of the issue is.
Yeah.
There's the root of that issue. If she doesn't want you with this cat because obviously he must be dogging you or not really treating you right, well, guess what? If that's what you decide to do, hey, go ahead. I mean, you know, we can still be cool. It hurts me to see you live like this because you deserve better. But you know, if that's what you choose to do, go ahead and do it.
Some of them just make that choice.
Right.
Just to be booed up.
But now, if you bring in drama to me and you can't make a choice, I'm going to have to holler at you. Go ahead on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, I'm not dissing you, but you're affecting my life. And you can't do that to anybody else because you want them to deal with what you got going on.
Mm-hmm.
So there are different scenarios, you know, to that particular situation. And you can always get down to the core of it. You know, I've had several friends at certain periods in my life. I can't say that we are as tight now as we were back then,
mm-hmm.
but they were the type of friends that when they got a boyfriend, they were out.
Mm.
Sayonara, I'm gone. I don't need my friends anymore. My boyfriend is my friend. He's all I've got. Then when that boyfriend was gone, I'm back, y'all. There are just some people that are like that.
Right.
Now, they're friends sometimes. Sometimes they're not. But you have to understand and recognize, okay, that's that friend that does that. Truly. Really. That's that friend that does that. You're going to encounter those types of people. But then there are those friends that they are fair weather, they are seasonal. No, I'm getting off of what she said, but it kind of ties in. So when you grow with someone, you'll grow with them even when they have a boyfriend or a girlfriend or when they get married, period, point blank, if everybody's cool. That's right. Oh, that's your best friend. That's your sister. Okay, shoot. That's my sister-in-law now.
Right.
Boom. That's your brother. Okay, that's my brother-in-law now. That's how it goes when you're growing together.
Mm-hmm.
There shouldn't be a competition for attention.
It's kind of like what Terry said earlier. Some people aren't. That's something that has to be taught.
Right.
You know, you don't just up and just jump in that, because with the way society and the media is going to show drama, they're going to high side and showcase that drama to be, well, oh, no, you didn't. You got to pick him over me. Well, you got to make a decision. You got to make a choice. That's crazy. Yeah. Understand these folks on television, in about 30 minutes, that story is going to change to something else. But your life is going to continue on. Fall for the okey-doke, folks. Let's go on back to the phone lines to keep it funky tonight. What about your friends, ladies and gentlemen? I want to know if somebody wants to chime in and tell us the difference between friends and associates.
Ooh, let me start it off. Really? I mean, people use the word, we've been saying this all night, the word friend so freely. Associate could be somebody that you talk to when you go to work.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you guys are involved in some type of the same activity. You can even be in the same fraternity or sorority.
Yeah.
But you really don't roll together beyond that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're really not trying to call on them to pick you up because you got a flat at 2:00 in the morning.
That's
not an associate type of thing.
Right.
Now, an associate might surprise you and, you know, catch you.
That's
every now and then.
Somewhere they need to be at 2:30.
You know, sometimes
anymore.
The associate will have your back. But that's not somebody that you can depend on. You really aren't even tripping on them like that. It's
mm-hmm.
just like, hey, what's up? Hey, yada, yada, yada. You might see them out. Hey, you want a drink? Sure, I got you. You want one? Sure. That's it. You're not you haven't built a bond with that individual beyond just being an associate.
Mm.
So, a friend is, like we've been saying all night again, is a relationship that is built. And also people have to understand, read the Bible. Everybody want to say hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Oh, God has blessed me. Amen. Oh, I am highly favored. Are you reading anything else in the Bible?
Well,
everything is there. It even talks about friendship and who the greatest friend is, which is he.
You know, one of my favorite passages in the Bible says it's better to live on the corner of a hot tin roof than to live inside a house with a nagging wife. That's crazy. Real talk, ladies and gentlemen, but you got to understand, that book ain't what you think it is. It's real talk.
Real talk.
Big Daddy has a question in the chat room. He says, people, is your wife or your husband or maybe your... That's a real question.
Right.
Got to get to the phone lines, folks. They're blowing us up. They're waiting. They're impatient. They're pacing. Here in Dallas, Texas, we have another caller that wants to chime in. He's been waiting patiently to have something to say, and they call him Big Ray. He's on the line. Big Ray, what's going on?
Andy Brown, distinguished guest, the wonderful Oatmeal. Look here. Bible said they got a friend that stick closer than a brother. All right? I want to tell you something. I tell my players that Jesus, your mama, and the weight room is your best friends. Everybody else is expendable. See, when you come to friends, you need to know what a friend is and know the definition of a friend. Then you need to categorize friends. You got friends in need and friends in deed. Some friends put in work, or some friends need to be worked on. You know, friendship is like a process of exchange. You understand what I'm saying? You got to know the difference between friends, associates, constituents, and team players.
Right.
So, you know,
right.
A lot of times friendship is based upon something. Either what you could do for them, what they could do for you, or what y'all could do together. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes based on mutual respect and admiration. But, you know, sometimes with friends, as you rise and evolve through life, you go through different levels. Sometimes, you know, you got to rate your friends according to productivity, and sometimes you got to have spring cleaning. Some friends that you had in elementary or nursery school, not on the friends list no more.
Right.
You know, so everybody can't go with you to the top. you know, different levels, you know what I'm saying? You're dealing with different things. Another case in point, you know, you might have, like your boy said, black market friends. You got friends for certain purposes, but, you know, you need a balance of friends. You need friends on different levels. Like when I used to be in management, or when the restaurant management, they taught us that the pot washer and the janitor was the most two important people in the building. A lot of people might turn their nose up and look down on them. I try to treat everybody great or good or the way I want to be treated, because you never know when you're going to need them. You don't find out how important they are until they're gone, and then you got to do that job. Man, it's just a trip, but you got to categorize your friends. You got the high-level friends, you got the mid-level friends, and you guys might have some low-level friends. Well, them low-level friends, you can't take everywhere, but you got to know that going in the game. Hey, we cool? I can't take Willie Bobo over here to this corporate office Christmas party. You might turn it out, give me fired or laid off. But at the same time, if I need some work put in, I call Willie Bobo, give him a couple hundred. He gonna go take care of business, or he gonna make somebody ease up on the situation. Cause you know I'm in a position I can't get my hands dirty. You know, kind of like what he does say, or you might have some other friends that might work in procurement per se. Hey, I need a new TV, or I need some furniture for my living room. Even though I'm not an advocate of doing black market, but you know, marketing, they taught us if you eliminate 2 to 3 people out of the distribution process, you could save exponentially. Matter of fact, that was one of my good friends right there calling in. Chime in, my boy running home. I don't see him every day. But, hey, if that's one of the friends you can call at 2 o'clock. Hey, Money Mike, I need you. Or Money Mike, I need to go across the country. You know what I'm saying? Money Mike to help me get 2 extra championship rings. We don't see each other every day, but we down. I got my boy Big Scott. We used to play ball with 20 years ago. We might see each other every 3 to 5 years. He one of them friends that know everything on me that could dismantle the whole conglomerate. But, you know, he don't put me out there like that. But, you know, friends, you know, you need to categorize them and know what level they on. Because you take the wrong friend on the wrong level, you can have a collision.
Right.
Right. And I have definitely had some collisions in my life.
Man, I'm having them now.
You know, I feel that there is good in everybody. But I've had some collisions. You know, you have to be careful when you are that I'll give everything and anything to help anybody. Yes, we should be of service to all mankind, but we still have to be careful in those type of positions, because you can run across the person that just railroads you, and then we'd be ready to snap their head off.
Right.
So you have to be careful at the same time, you know, with being life coaches or being those ride or die people that help and want to help all the time, because it's in your nature.
Mm-hmm.
Some people will take your kindness for your weakness.
And some people will just take your kindness and just run it all amok.
Right.
They don't understand that, you know, they just haven't seen, or maybe they don't understand when you're really being a true friend.
Right.
And they have never received that before. They don't really know how to receive your true friendship.
No, they don't.
So what they do is they'll take advantage of that, thinking that, well, I can get over on this person, or I may just want to have this person around because they do everything I like them to do, or they support everything I'm wanting to do, or maybe they got all the money and I just may want to piggyback on all their benefits. No, you just have never seen a true friend before. So if you've never seen a true friend, you may not know what one really looks like. So you may want to take the time to understand who this person is in your life, what they're doing. I heard a sermon a few years ago, and I can almost repeat it verbatim. The message was, why are you in my life? Are you here to bless me or to stress me?
Mm-hmm.
To increase me or to take away from me? Because people are only in your life for those reasons and those reasons only.
Right.
When you look at it. You're either going to increase me and make me a better person, or you're going to tear me down and make me go through some things that I may really not need to go through. And I need to learn more from you just because of these certain situations. So understand who that person is. And, you know, that kind of brings me to the next question I wanted to bring up. You know, can you determine a true friendship from one that is only short-term or wants in the moment?
it can be kind of hard to understand who these people are. But you really need to find out, okay, what is this relationship all about? Where is this going? And who are you and who am I to you? If you're a real friend, you can ask them that question. Okay, who are you? Are you really a true friend? And let them tell you. Find out the sincerity.
You can't determine that. I mean, you can have, like I said, commonalities with someone,
mm-hmm.
and it's going on a good track. If that track keeps going, and even when you hit a bump, y'all keep going, you probably have found yourself a true friend.
Mm-hmm.
But those ones that say, those ones that say they are, but then when the bumps occur, I don't care what the bumps are.
Right.
They start sliding out, dipping and dodging, or you're hating on them, or they can't handle you. They aren't true friends.
No.
And see, that's when your tests come in any relationship. When that bad bridge comes, what happens? Do they bail or are they still there? So, no, I personally don't feel that you can determine a true friendship from the beginning, because in all relationships, that newness is what's up.
Right.
So you can always determine, not always determine, but you can pretty much spot out a person who doesn't recognize true friendship
because
mm-hmm. they jump from friend to friend to friend, to friend, to friend.
Yeah.
Because they like the newness
mm-hmm.
of the friendship. Once that friendship and that relationship gets old, guess what? They're out.
They got to go. I need to find somebody else.
Right. They like to keep the newness going.
This is just too much.
You know, I've seen people on Facebook, oh, me and my best friends, me and my rollies, every 3 months. It's some different people.
Because they probably did that back in elementary school.
Different individuals, not your different, you know, same groups that you hang out with, and everybody know, okay, Jackie either going to be with Andy and them, Aaron and them, Misty and them, Terry and them. I know that's who I'm going to see Jackie with, because that's who I've seen Jackie with for the past 8 years.
Right.
Not, who is this new person? Well, who is that? And who is that? It's nothing wrong with networking.
Mm-hmm.
But come on, when you talking about this is your new ride or die and they last about 3 months, or this is your new boo and he lasts about 3 months,
right?
And then they're gone. You only like the newness
mm-hmm.
of your relationships. You like seasonal relationships. It is what it is. It's real talk. I said I was going to say it. I know some people was like, oh, my God, she's going to call me out tonight on this. What about your friends? No, I'm not.
Yeah.
I've had friends since the age of 3. A life of experiences. And we're going to experience more in this lifetime.
Right.
That's but see, there's several people that you're going to meet that do the same things in this lifetime. So when people come around, some stuff you've seen before, it's familiar.
Mm-hmm.
I know your type. Because if we ride or die, you're going to be ride or die, just like some of my friends that don't even live here. They live in Cali. We don't talk for 3 months. We talk, it's on and popping like we have seen each other talk yesterday.
Right.
Yes, we've slept on each other's couches, we've done this, we've done that, we fought, we've had disagreements, we've had growing pains, but that's my dog. I can say I love them.
Oh, yeah.
You know, all pride is aside, because you understand this is life. And when you got somebody by your side that's down for you, like for real, that's not downing you.
You got to understand, because there are some people out there that are just going to be around just for that season. And you may go to a different level in your life, and your circle of friends just may end up getting smaller, smaller, smaller.
What?
And you may have 7,000 Facebook friends, but do you really know all 7,000 of those people? You might even just chat with only 5 or 6 of them on a regular basis.
Right.
But, yeah, you got to have a lot of friends. Some people just feel the need because, you know what, it could be a self-esteem issue.
I need to be surrounded by all these people. I need to have all these friends, and I need to create my own entourage because it makes me feel better. It makes me feel needed. It makes me feel important. I've never really been that kind of person, but I can see how that happens. You know, my circle of friends is only yay big. I can probably count them on both of my thumbs. No pun intended, I probably could. Because the circle just gets smaller.
Right.
It's smaller. It really is because you got to realize I'll let y'all know, I'm a complex person. I go up and down, not to say I'm emotional.
Say it ain't so.
But I'm just a really complex person. I'm a little throwed at times, you know what I mean? But to be honest with you, when I'm a friend, I got your back.
Right.
Anybody who knows me, I got your back. I'm built that way. That was installed with me by my parents, and I thank them for that. You know, my family, my friends, they just installed that in me, but not everybody's going to be built equally as for tough.
Right.
You know, it's just a matter of time because I'm gonna give you my all. If you can't roll with me, ride or die, I understand it. You know, some people say they take like what Miss Oatmeal was saying, taking your kindness for weakness. Well, that's happened many times, more often than not. No need to call any names, but I know I can just roll down my phone and pick them out one by one and start to attack, and see how many of those people got my back. Probably not too many. It's okay. It's all right. You know, but you have to understand who you are and don't let that change your personality or who you are or who you're trying to evolve into. Just
right.
Be you and be real.
Exactly.
What about your friends, folks? Let's get back to the phone lines and get the call to chime in. 646-727-3279. Funky Town Fort Worth is here on the phone lines again. Bless you. I know you just sneezed. Let's get a call. Let's go chime in. 817 area code 8875. Who's on the online with us tonight?
It's your boy, the infamous Mr. Michael Styles. What's happening, Andy? What's up, Oatmeal and all our esteemed guests? How y'all doing tonight?
What's going on, Mike?
Oh, man, just sitting up here really just vibing and listening to this subject talking about my friend. You know, I have a friend that I say was born out of adversity. Third grade, all right? Swinging on the monkey bars. Bumped into this dude. Dude turned around, pushed me off the monkey bars. We get into a fight. He win. He whooped me. You dig what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Today, right now, today, we are still best friends, man. We became best friends behind a fight. A fight,
are you,
man.
Now he leaned off onto you and you became his friend and y'all became friends?
We became friends. Our understanding was born that day because the very next day, dude sit up here and felt like some cat on the playground felt like, oh, I done seen you get beat up. So him and his little partners, I was one of those kids that always been big for his size. So him and his little partner, they feel like, oh, we going to handle you because we done seen you get beat up. Well, next thing I know, to my back was the same dude I had to fight with the day before. My partner, man. Man, I hadn't seen this man since high school, all right? We catch up through a mutual friend, because y'all know I got my shop that I work at LV's over here on John T. White. And a mutual friend of ours came in, hadn't seen him since high school. He let my boy know where I was at. My boy was at work, man. He took off work, came to the barbershop, and it's been like that ever since. Best friends. I spent the night at his house. He spent the night at mine. I ate his food. He ate mine. Wore his clothes. He wore mine. That's how it was coming up. But it's hard to find friends like that. And I'm one of them type of people, kind of like what Obi kind of mentioned the type of person I am. I'm that giving person. If you need it, I got it. And sometimes people take that, even associates, they take it for a weakness. Because if I truly have it and it's my last, you can get it. But the years have started to make me cold on that. So now, you start to see where the friends start to boil down, because as you become a little bit more wise, that circle that you had gets smaller and smaller, like what you was talking about, Andy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
See, sometimes
definitely.
You can sit up here and you work so hard to help people or to prove that you can be a friend that they forget how to be a friend they self, or they never did know. Or the point is, the only reason they're there is just to take advantage of it. But I find a lot of times that when you run into friends where you at your high time, that's the only time they're going to be there for you.
Right.
Those are associates to me. Those are associates. Let me go ahead and just say that. Those are associates. See, friends to me are the ones that who are born out of adversity. No matter what happens, they was with you when you was at your low point. That's just like if it's a relationship with a woman. If you rolling in a pinto, rolling on 4 donuts, you got a pair of Dickie jeans on, you working at McDonald's, and this woman hook up with you, and next thing you know, you at the top of your game now. I'm talking about y'all, she done stuck with you through thick and thin. You at the top of your game. I'm talking about 2-story house, 6 bedrooms, 3 baths, pool table, swimming pool in the backyard. You getting it. You done got it. And then all of a sudden you decide you want a new friend. But guess what, though? When this new friend get tired of you and get what they going to get, guess who going to still be there for you?
Right.
The one that whoops you back in the third grade.
Yes. Yes. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They gonna be there, man.
Yeah. And you know what? That's a good point, man, because you got to think about, I mean, now we're in, you know, the clock is ticking on us. We're getting a little older. You know, some got a little gray hair. Some are at the point almost getting some gray hair. And you taking it back to way back in third grade. You know, back in corduroy pants, some people wore corduroy pants in the summer.
Because sometimes, you know, your life, the things that you choose to do in life, they change.
Right.
You know, somebody may choose to have 4 kids. You don't have any.
Mm.
They may choose to become a deaconess at the church. And you still kind of like, you know, you go to church, you know, you find the word for your life, but you're not in one of them leadership positions like that. So you guys may not be able to do the same things. You may not be on the same page. Example, what me and Andy are doing now, shoot, my circle has gotten smaller. Believe it. Trust me. I know it may not look that way, but it's because I travel in different circles.
Yeah.
But I had a intimate one, and it's down to one hand.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really, like people that I talk to on a regular basis, day to day, I can count it on less than 5 fingers. Less than 4 fingers. It has shriveled down. I'm okay with it because you need people that can ride with you for wherever you are in your life.
Wherever you are, people.
You know, I'm doing something, a gift that God has given to me, and I had to finally tap into it and stop skating around it and do what it is I need to do because he was tapping on my shoulder.
Right.
Now, everybody doesn't see that. Some people may feel like Andy and Jackie are trying to do this or they're trying to do that. But see, your real friends know that you've always had something in you and they're glad that you finally let it out and you stop. You're not skating around it anymore and you're happy and you've tapped into what you're really supposed to be doing and you're on your way. And they see that in anything that they can do, whether if it's offered a word of encouragement, hey, whatever,
right.
They got you. But see, there are some people out there that don't feel that way.
Mm.
You guys are trying to do this. Oh, you're gloating. You're throwing this in our face.
Ooh, yeah,
think you're an artist. Oh, you think you're a rapper. You're too old. And what are you talking about? What are you on?
Just. I mean, if it's not for you, it's not for you. This
right.
is not your blessing, and that's cool. Because I'm not coming to your job, logging in the show desk. Trying to figure out any kind of programs that you run for your company, which is only just people just operate differently. I got your back. I support you 100%. You know what I'm saying? That's just who we are. We
right.
got you.
But when you have an open mindset, you understand that, hey, shoot, if Mike say he want to start, that's my favorite, he want to start his own fertilizing company,
mm-hmm.
and he wants me to drive the truck from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m., now we know this is a boo-boo.
Right.
This is what he want to do. He got it all planned out. Jay, I need you to come drive the truck for 2 hours. Okay. You going to get paid such and such. I got you.
Right.
It's no questioning. That ain't going to work. Who do you think he is? Da 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 da. I don't know what his gift is from God. I don't know what that his gift is. That's between him and God.
Amen.
I'm going to support him for whatever it is. I don't have to go out there and actually even do anything, just not have all this negativity going on.
And we're not going to wait till you already got it blowed up. Hey, dog, you know, remember that time you asked me to ride that tractor? Well, I was busy back then, but now I got time.
You don't have to call into this show. You don't have to watch Knickknack, you don't have to buy the book, you don't have to go get your hair cut by Mike, you don't have to get your hair permed up by Mike. It's not about that.
Right.
People get it twisted. And see, that's how people start falling off certain time periods in your life. Just all depends on where you are. With your ride or dies, they're there. Whether they don't talk to you for 2 weeks because you're busy, they're there.
That's real.
They send you a text message, send you an email, pick up a phone, call you for 3 minutes. Since you got that, nobody is that busy.
And some people, I mean, these are the friends again. The friends will wait until everybody else has supported you and then jump in on the back end and say, well, I always had your back. I just want to see if you could do it. That's crazy. That's crazy. We've heard people say, you know what, that knickknack is off the chain. I love that video. And really just met these people.
Right.
Andy, I read your book, man. It's off the chain. You really wrote this? Yeah, dog, I put something in this. This was some stuff that was on my mind. I had to get it out there. Don't even know them. Just met them. But they're supportive. Now, your friends may say, well, I support you. You know, I tell people about your show. But it's really the same people that we already know.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you got that radio show. Yeah, I told your mama you had that show. Yeah, so I told somebody. So I support you. What about your friends, ladies and gentlemen? Talk to us about it. 646-727-3279 is the call-in number. Funky Town Fort Worth is here tonight, ladies and gentlemen. We have another caller that wants to chime in. 817 area code, last numbers ending in 3318.
Oh, that's me.
You're on the online happy hour. Who is this?
Andy Brown, E. Wilson, JTC. What's up, baby?
My man, E. What's happening, bro?
Yeah, I got you.
How you doing tonight?
Man, I'm doing fantastic, bro. I've been listening. It was like, y'all really done said everything. I was just about to just keep listening online and just turn my phone off because, y'all, this was a good show, man. This was a good show.
Oh, man, we appreciate it. I mean, it's what it is. I know, ladies and gentlemen, y'all got to understand, this is the man of the JTC Network, joined the conversation. I know you got some powerful words to come to us tonight with. Just what is your evaluation on what you've been hearing tonight?
My goodness, man. Whew. I mean, it was good from the, I think first with the friendships I think Ms. Oatmeal said the rules of engagement. You know, we got to take the time to kind of lay some ground rules from the beginning to just kind of, you know, have something to, you know, guide us through. So, you know, we have some guardrails on where we're trying to go. So it'll really help the relationship from going too far off course. I said the other thing that I'm hearing tonight and what I was thinking about is somebody, I think the lady from ATL said it when she said something about purpose. If we're going to really truly figure out who's a good friend and who's not, we really got to figure out who we are and what we're trying to do in life, you know, because the friends can change determining on what your purpose is, and wherever we have grown to the maturity to figure out where we're at that point in our life and what we are trying to do, that will change the dynamics of everything. And I think somebody else has said leaving room to grow. The other thing, A, is that I think from a balanced perspective, now you know me, you know, I have a wife and two children, and you know I got some good brothers around me. But I think also with the friendships, I think just overall, this is just overall, we become too needy. We need the friendship. Hey, you know me. We need the friendship. But at the same time, I think sometimes we put too much weight on it. Now, I heard somebody was talking about the friendships and even crossed over into relationships. And you hit it, A, that's what I was getting ready to turn off my phone. That's why you, my boy, you hit it when you talked about the self-esteem issue. You know, why do we want friends? Like I said, I got 5,000 people on Facebook. I got this, I got that. And a lot of times when we're talking about what we got, we really don't have it. And so when you said the self-esteem, we usually are talking up a game that really doesn't exist. So I think that if we are truly going to find some good friendships, sometimes, and y'all talked about it tonight, sometimes I don't want to say cut everybody off. I don't want to say cut everybody off. But what I am saying, you got to take a break. And when you said the self-esteem, Andy, most people are petrified to be by themselves. And so what happens is that unconsciously or consciously, we are searching for anybody, whether that's a relationship or just a friend, anybody, as you said, self-esteem, just to say, you know what, I know Andy Brown, or I don't really know you, but I know this person, I know that person. So I think the pressure to have somebody, and I think the young lady from LTA, she brought the word of God in there, and the one thing that comes to me when it talks about, you know, love your neighbor as yourself. The problem with the friendships is that we don't have a healthy love for ourselves, not a selfish love, not a I got to have everything my way kind of love, but just a healthy love for yourself, because as I heard on the radio today, things will change. And what do you do if, let's just say, your best friend, your boo, your whoever decides to leave you, whether positive or negative, decides to leave you, what do you do? And I think we rush into trying to find a new boo, a new friend, that we forget the most important person is ourselves. And so we need to really kind of balance this thing out and to learn to appreciate ourselves and to hang with ourselves. And that'll kind of take the pressure off of and allow us to see more clearly who's a good friend and who's not. And I think Ms. Oatmeal said it, it does take time. We have to mature into this thing. You know, we have to figure it out along the way. At the same time, if we appreciate ourselves, and we're not so pressured to have people around us, I just think we can make better choices.
Oh, yeah, wow. Definitely. And that's something that, you know, like we've been stating, as you mature and you go through it, then you understand it.
Yeah.
We do need people. You can't live in this world on your own. You know, God is your ultimate best friend.
Right.
But he also places people out there for you, for each and every one of us. And we have to be open and know how to truly love ourselves, not in a selfish way, but in the right way. And so once we recognize those things, we have less issues. You try to have an understanding. Like I said at the beginning of the show, there's so many people that claim to be a friend. I am a friend. Yes, I am the friend, the true friend.
Right.
I am there. I am not this other person. If that was the case, how come there's so much hate and hatred going on? How come there's so many relationships that break apart if everybody is communicating,
right,
if everybody is this great friend, if nobody hurts anyone? How is it? I learned something years back. I've been in church my whole entire life, but the pastor had spoke on, sometimes you can hurt somebody unconsciously. You don't even know it. We do this all the time. Those of us who feel that we're great friends, sometimes we do things unconsciously, and we hurt people. Everybody has been in that position, whether they remember it,
know it, or realize it. So that's why you're supposed to ask for forgiveness for the things that you do consciously and unconsciously.
That's real talk. That's real talk, folks. I mean, this is what you're going to get each and every week here on the Online Happy Hour. It's not just about relationships. It's not just about, you know, trying to talk bad about somebody. But we want to come with a resolution. You know, we want to come with some knowledge, some input. And it's not just what myself or Ms. O'Meal have to say. You all have a voice on this show as well. And you have to see that. I mean, expressing your thoughts, living vicariously through others. There may be some things that not everybody can go through or has gone through, but this is where we learn. We learn about each other. We learn about different situations. We learn how to deal with certain things that you may not have to go through because somebody else has already gone through. Where else can you get this? I mean, your voice, you speak up, you say what's on your mind. This is how we do. We're growing the community, we're growing ourselves, and we're learning. I can sit back and I can learn from each and every one of you that chime in on the show tonight. And I'm pretty sure that there's something that Ms. O'Meal said, bringing the Realness 101 to the table, that somebody's going to walk away with. You never know who's calling. We call from all over the country, and people are just going to be real. This is the opportunity for you to be real.
Be real.
Tell your friends, tell your real friends, tell your associates, tell the people who you know on Facebook, just send them a little quick text message. Hey, guess what? This show was off the chain tonight. If you got something out of it, share it with them. Let them know. Follow us on Facebook.
And this is a show where people that want to know.
Right.
Want to do better, want to know, want to venture outside their own understanding or also offer their wisdom.
Right.
Because you can be helping someone else. See, 9 times out of 10, the people that really need to hear it, this is not something that they would do.
Right.
They're not interested because they have it all figured out.
Mm-hmm.
They have life figured out.
And they make no mistakes or flaws.
And what we're talking about is nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
But the Online Happy Hour is different. It's not about drama. It's not about controversy. It happens because drama and controversy happens everywhere.
All the time.
But guess what we're going to have? Resolution. Resolution.
Time.
Positive resolution. Something that you can walk away with and say, okay, let me look at myself. Nobody else knows I was listening. Nobody else knows how I really am.
Right.
Let me look at myself and apply some of the good things that I've heard.
Right.
The bad things that I've heard. Let me look at myself and see, do I reflect any of these things truly?
Mm-hmm.
If I don't see it, if I do, let me get this off of me if I'm doing it.
Right on.
And I don't see that I'm doing it. It's as easy as that. Really it is. It's as easy as that. And so this is why we're here. This is why we're here. We're here to be that voice. We're here to hear your voice. We're here to network. We're here to love. Hey, this is Online Happy Hour. We're here to have our own party going.
And I want to say this because we're talking about this. What about your friends? What about your true friends? I want to say this to Ms. O'Meal. Thank you for being my friend. Thank you for helping out. I mean, she's the truth. You've heard people call in and talk about the relationships that they've had with this woman. She's an angel. She's really helped out. I mean, she's been very supportive of the show. You see people come and go. They may step up. Oh, yeah, I see what y'all doing, but I'll put in when I feel like it's my time. Or when I can make some convenience. You know, it's hot outside right now. I wait till the cool's off. Well, it may get a little too cold, and then, you know, I may not be able to make time because, you know, I got things to do, and, Lord, my bill's too high. Gas is just too high to be really supporting y'all right now. But she has been there and stepped up and said, you know what, here are some ideas that can really help the show. Here are some things that we can really do to grow. It's working. And I just want to say thank you. This is just a real treat for me to ride this program with you and to just enjoy wherever God takes us on this fantastic journey. I just want to say thank you right now for being my friend and helping out. This really means a lot.
Well, so, you're very welcome. And Andy, you know, you're one of my best friends. You know, we've been riding and dying for a minute.
Right.
And we've had our ups and downs, you know. People have to understand doing business is not all peaches and cream.
Right.
You know, but we're friends,
and we're God-fearing people. So, hey, we're on this road to success and happiness together, you know, for a greater cause.
Real talk.
And Andy, you tapped me on my shoulder and got me out of the zone that I was in. And you said, why are you sitting on this? Why are you just sitting here not doing anything? Or why are you going so slow?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, get on this journey with me.
It's rock and roll, people.
So I would like to thank you.
Absolutely.
As well.
Very welcome.
I wouldn't have had it any other way.
Amen. Y'all know she's doing her thing. The CD is out. If you're in the Dallas, Texas area, ladies, and you need to look good and you want to hear some good tunes, go holler at my man Sebo down at Fat Gear Retail Clothing Store. It's in Dallas, Texas. It's the place where you can get the finest ladies' apparel. 3215 Curtinwood Street in Dallas, Texas. If you're familiar with the DFW area, it's off 20. Hampton and Wheatland Nexus over there by the Walmart Shopping Center. You can get your copy of Knick Knack. You may even second place women who come in first.
Mm-hmm.
And add that to your own personal library. Who says people don't read nowadays?
They should.
Get some understanding. So this is how we do it, y'all. We get down, baby. We get hot like old chicken grease up in here, folks. This is how we do. We keep it real. We encourage you. If you know anyone that has a business and wants to separate themselves from the hustler to the small business owner and take the next step, well, maybe they can't advertise on the local markets, but they're always welcome on the online happy hour. Tell them they can reach us. Holler at us on Facebook. Holler at us at our email address, howwasyourweekend@yahoo.com. We'll give some information. We'll be able to share that because we can reach thousands of listeners. The shows are recorded. If you can make it to our live broadcast on Wednesday, then guess what? As soon as this is over, the link is going to be available. You can play it back. You can start it from wherever you feel fit. And if you just want to hear your part when you're talking, find the section where you're speaking and just kind of chime in on that. So just understand it, folks. This is the truth. The chat room is out of control. It's funny. I want to thank Big Daddy. I want to thank Courtney.
Tosh Brown
was in there. Joy was in there. Will, my man Will C. Willie Kane was up in there. All the other guests who were chiming in. I want to thank the folks who called in today.
Oh, yeah. Definitely had some good wisdom on that line today.
Great callers.
Crazy wisdom.
Y'all know you're always welcome to speak your voice on the show. 646-727-3279. Program that into your cell phones with all your other friends. Log in, listen, and learn with us, folks. blogtalkradio.com/howwasyourweekend. Spell was with a Z. And we're creating our own social exchange network, howwasyourweekend.com.
That's right.
No playing around, folks. Google it if you want to. We's not playing. We're going to be here to stay. As long as the Internet is out there, we got a voice. As long as they have cell phones out there, we got a voice. As long as God allows us to talk, we have a voice. I just want to say thank y'all for coming. This has been a great show.
Great show.
Oatmeal Brown's hot single, Knick Knack, is slamming on YouTube. I want you to go to iTunes and download the single and the ringtone today. It's 99 cents. We're trying to break you over the back, but just support your girl. You've heard on, for those who have been around me, you've heard my ringtone. It rings for her. Her ringtone is out there. Knick Knack. I know you like that Knick Knack Patty Wag. So we're keeping it real, and we're going to do so for a very long time. Realness 101 Entertainment is the record label. The evolution of greatness is shaping in the form. Want you to highlight your talent. And if you're going to be available this Sunday, July the 10th, I'm going to be featured on Spit, which is America's number one spoken word radio show, with Mr. Mike Gwynn discussing how was your weekend, and also second place women who come in first. I'll put the information in the chat room, but you can call in the number at 646-595-4685 and also at www.kebnradio.com.
And if you missed that, Andy's going to post it. We're going to post it on the Howard's Weekend Facebook page, so you'll be able to call in, chime in, and, hey, have a good time on Spit.
Yeah, it's growing, folks. So it's not just here on the blog. People are checking this out. They want to get to know a little bit more about what's going on and what we're doing, and we just want to share that with you and yours. So it's real talk. Miss Omer, do you have a good night tonight?
Yes,
I had a great night tonight, a very great night. What about your friends? You know, we all have something to say about that. Even those people who feel like they can't, they're loners. It's just them, me, myself, and I. That's something that we didn't discuss tonight, and I just want to go ahead and touch on really briefly before we end the show.
Mm-hmm.
Those individuals who say that they can't hang around anyone else, basically because they can't trust anyone else.
Wow.
So they do things alone, solo. I don't do females. I don't do dudes. I just don't do people. Really.
Yeah.
There's something within that individual as well, people. Somebody who speaks on that, they have an issue. Maybe they have gotten hurt by a friend and they just can't get over it. Well, first of all, again, friendships are built. And we've all have run across people who really haven't been friends. They've been seasonal. They have motives. You have all the cool friends. They want to hang around you. You have the cool ride. Oh, they think you got a little cash. Oh, you're cute or you're ugly. So guess what? If you got a bunch of ugly people around you, then what's that movie we saw, Andy? And they zoomed in.
Oh,
right, right. Everybody has, not everybody. Well, yeah, everybody has motives. Because my motive is I want us to really be true friends. If we're rolling like that, we make that connection. Yeah, that's my motive.
Right.
So I do have a motive. So if you're not on that connection, then, you know, I really can't roll with you. But I'm not saying that I can't roll with nobody.
Mm-hmm.
Then I would have a personal issue. It's not everybody else. It's you. If you can't get along with all these other people and everybody is always hating on you, you are not that golden child. I'm sorry. I know I'm not the golden child. Andy knows he's not the golden child.
At all.
They talked about Jesus, so they're going to talk about you.
Right.
They've been saying that for years.
Mm-hmm.
But what you have to do is get to know folks. Then you'll see.
Right.
And then maybe you have some type of actions that turn people off. Maybe it's not always them. Take a look at yourself in the mirror. We all have to do that. Whether we feel we're a true friend in need, or whatever the case scenario is. And yet sometimes we do become needy in our lives. Some of us do call on the wrong folks when we need to be calling on one individual.
Mm-hmm.
Then ask him to bring in somebody that you can talk to.
He's worthy to be praised,
yes.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, yes, yes.
So
but, you know, I'm very blessed, very grateful to be surrounded by a mass amount of great friends and great individuals. There's always going to be an apple, a bad apple.
Mm-hmm.
In the bunch. It just is what it is. It's life. But you have to learn how to place those people.
That's real.
If you are a true friend, they'll come back to you. If not, and they ignorant for the rest of their lives, then you just have to let it be.
Well, folks, be real tonight. You can't beat it. I mean, this is what it is, folks. I mean, real talk. We're wrapping up the show. We want to thank the folks that chimed in. And those who've been calling and blogging, as always, we just had fun tonight. So reach out to your friends, let them know how much of a good time you had, and if you got some good information out the show, just do us a favor. Tell some more people to chime in with you next week as we come back with another hot topic. We keep it real, folks. Log in, listen, and learn, fam. My name is Andy Brown.
And I'm Oatmeal Brown, God first.
Good night. Go mob to my friends. And we go. Here, Miss Oatmeal singing Knick-Knack, ladies and gentlemen. We know you like that.
Another knock, my knick-knack, paddywhack. Another knock, my knick-knack, paddywhack. Another knock, my knick-knack, paddywhack. Another knock, that. So come and get that. Another knock, my knick-knack, paddywhack. Another knock, my knick-knack, paddywhack. Another knock, my knick-knack, paddywhack. Another knock, that. So come and get that.
I make them lean. I make them rock. I make them drop out like it's hot. I make them gas. Break, stop.
what I got. The knick-knack paddywhack, by the side from the bag. But we'll be the that teeth are sitting in the strategies. Cornbread, collard greens, red beans, mac and cheese. I know you like the baby, please, so let me put your mind at ease. What? So let me put your mind at ease.
Just cause you see me and my teeth, don't mean that you can see me. I know that you're a big booty thing. You like the way my body lays.
No extra ass tucks or nips.